Welcome everybody to Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting on February the 19th, 2026 at 6 p.m. our regular meeting. Please take this opportunity to shut your cell phones down, and if you need to speak with people in the audience, please step out into the foyer and to have that conversation and come back in, not to bother others. So I would like to open up with a little statement of the township has lost a patron who has a couple of businesses in the township. His name is Tommy Brown of Brown's Tires and everything, and he's been a great partner to the township. I know he has helped with the police department for years and years and everything, and I'm going to share two quick stories. When I came into office and we were looking for someone to help with a Christmas tree out here at the side of the building, his son Lonnie stepped up and said, "Here's my account number at the forest, Straters, and go pick out a Christmas tree." And he paid for the Christmas tree out here. And there was another time we were leaving Randsburg on a Saturday morning, I believe, and we turned out to go towards the freeway, which would be to the left. And there was a row of cars lined up with their flashers on. And I said, "Oh no, there's been a wreck or something." Then I realized everybody was on the side of the road. And what that was every year they do a four tire sale for people to be able to buy tires for their cars for $200. And they were backed up from Randsburg, which is the car wash, all the way down to Brown's Tires. And they serve this community well, and they have believed in the township. And so I would like to take a moment of silence for Tommy Brown. And after that, Jerry is going to lead us in a prayer. So.
Lord, we thank you that you have a place prepared for all those that helped and served us. We thank you for our Franklin Township. This night, God, we ask for peace. We ask for honesty. We ask for wisdom and knowledge in this meeting, God. Let everything be done decently and in order. Let there be peace and wisdom in this meeting. And we ask this in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Perfect timing, ma'am. Would you please lead us in the pledge? I'm so happy to see you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a roll call, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And I'd like to make a motion to accept today's agenda.
I apologize.
No, that's okay.
Are you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
I will accept that.
Any questions or comments? Okay. Can I get a roll call, ma'am? Mm-hmm.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Byron, no one from the Sheriff's Department serves. No, I mean, I don't see him, but sometimes that one lady came and I didn't know, so yeah. I have to ask. I see some new faces tonight. So we have changed things up a little bit since I became chairman. If you'd like to speak, there's no more sign-up sheet. We would love for you to come to the podium and state your name and your address. So, and then you could have 3 minutes if you'd like to speak on any subject. There will be an opportunity at the end of the meeting for 2 more minutes at the end in case you hear something in tonight's meeting that you'd like to discuss at the end. So as we're sitting here now, is there anyone with like to come up and have any questions or comments or concerns? Seeing none, we will move on to the road department. Mr. Stevens.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Good job. Byron. Just real quick, I got a couple things here. One of the updates, just to let you know, no parking signs have now been installed in Brixton, so we've got all that taken care of over there on the curb. We've had a rash of maintenance and breakdowns on our fleet. We've had some things happen to a couple of our trucks, just mechanical things we've got to get taken care of. It's kind of been a rough start to the year for us with equipment. Other than that, we're gearing up to get started on our preventive maintenance program on our storm systems. That's when we take the camera out and the hydro vac, and we go out and we start cleaning out catch basins and running a camera and making sure we don't have any issues. We have a couple places that we know that we need to look into, but that's where we're going to start. Just kind of give you a heads up. You'll probably see us out running around with the hydro and the camera. I've got two resolutions. Nicole is giving to me.
Do you have them, ma'am?
I do.
Would you like to, I think he went, we're going to go down the line. We'll follow the agenda 2026-033.
So, Jim, would you like me to read it?
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't want to take your spotlight.
Oh, no, you're fine. Trust me. I'm not
going to
argue with you.
No, no, no. Okay, this is resolution 2026-033. It's a resolution authorizing the road superintendent to enter into a paving contract with Franklin County Engineers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the road superintendent to go into contract with Franklin County Engineers for 2026 paving projects and the paving of Garling Avenue, Greenleaf Road, Rosemont Avenue, Searles Avenue, and Whitehead Avenue within the township at a cost not to exceed $129,434.75. Be it resolved that all former actions of this board concerning and related to the resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public and in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it resolved that this resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Any conversation?
Yeah, I got a question real quick.
Okay.
on the agenda, it says in contract with the City of Columbus.
Yeah.
Not the.
Yeah, we noticed that the other day, and apparently she didn't get that one corrected.
Okay, so it is not.
It's not City of Columbus. It's Franklin County Engineers.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that there was clarified.
It says City of Columbus, or no?
On the.
It's Franklin County on the resolution. It's right.
So okay. We just need to amend the agenda. You've approved the agenda as written. You just go back and amend it to correct that resolution 2026-033 is paving contract with Franklin County Engineers. So
I accept that motion as stated. And can I get a second?
I'll second.
You understand what we're doing?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
no,
because yeah, yes,
I mean, I'm.
Yes.
I know sometimes we work in correlation with the city, like they pay half and we pay the other half. So when I saw that, I thought that might have been.
How that ended up happening is we took the resolution that we passed a couple meetings ago for the City of Columbus and kind of pulled things out of that and put it in here, and I think maybe that's how it transferred
sure.
into here.
So can I have a roll call, ma'am?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
That's been amended.
And did we do a roll call on the resolution?
Okay. Right. So it'll be Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
So the resolution has passed.
Thanks for catching that. Next resolution I got has to do with a discussion we'd had here a couple months back about putting the solar LED flashing stop signs on Hawkins Avenue. We got two areas we need to put them on there. So I've got pricing. I handed pricing out to the board here a couple months back. The company that we're going to go through. Robin, you want to read that?
I can do that.
It's something totally different. That is the Mox, I think.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2026-036, a resolution approving the purchase of 4 solar LED flashing stop signs. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the road superintendent to purchase 4 solar LED flashing stop signs from the Traffic Safety Warehouse to be installed at the intersection of Hopkins Avenue and Forest Drive and Hopkins Avenue and Shady Lane within Franklin Township with a cost not to exceed $6,000. Be it further resolved that all former actions of this board concerning relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, that all deliberations of this board and its committees that result in such formal action were meetings open to the public and in compliance with legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it further resolved that this resolution will be in effect immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
I'll make a statement. I think Mr. Ho will be happy. So anybody else have any comments, concerns?
I think that with the amount of lives that have been lost up and down through there due to people not seeing, and the lives that almost were lost, and the vehicles that end up in people's yards, even a fence doesn't stop, and almost hitting a house, I think that this should definitely make a difference where you can't say, I didn't see the stop sign. So safety first. It was a long time coming on that street. I know of, I can recall two fatalities on there in just the last couple of years.
Yeah, hopefully it helps out a little bit. I know that's part of my route during the winter, and even when I'm going down through there with all of my lights flashing, one that's with the plow truck, they still pull up through. You know, you would hope that I would give them a little bit of something to look at. Okay. Next thing I've got on the agenda.
Hold on, Jim. I gotta get a roll call on that, don't I?
Sorry about that.
On that resolution.
There's only a second.
There's only been a second, and I started a conversation. Mm-hmm. John had a conversation. Yep. Brenda has none.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, do you want to do that again for a second? Because I can't recall if I did say second, but we can do it again.
Sure, go ahead.
I will second the motion.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Next thing on my agenda, I know that the board received an email from Franklin County Engineers regarding the 2025 bridge inspection. I know I spoke with our chairman about it today. There was some concerns down here at the last one on Chippewa Street at the tributary where the bridge goes over top of Little Creek. It got a poor condition rating. The county every year gives me a copy of this. They are the ones that maintain the bridges. So whether or not they, I haven't heard anything. I know there's like a whole bunch more underneath of the poor rating that it has to get to before they actually tear it out and do anything with it. But that would be something that the county engineers would end up doing.
I agree. That's what we talked about today. It came back poor, but there was two other boxes underneath there before they would seem like they were going to do anything. Yeah. And that was the only, most of ours are all rated good.
Yeah, we had the same thing in the S-curves down here many years ago when they redid that on Alkire Road.
And then up off of Fisher going towards where Dewey lived in there. Yeah.
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 Good on D? Are you done with D, sir, on the agenda?
Yes, I am.
So I'm going to take over on E, okay?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yep. So I would like to make a motion that we begin Jim is the supervisor over the clerical department, and we took applications, and we have quite a few applications in, and so I would like to make a motion that Jim starts to go through the applications and determine and set up some interviews for a clerical position. And so that's my motion. I'm asking for a second.
I'll second that.
Any conversation or comments?
The only conversation that I would like to see about, if we could have an executive session in regards to this on Tuesday the 24th at, it was 10 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
I'm good for that.
Yes, yeah. I'm good.
Okay, so, and you have no?
No.
Okay, so can I get a roll call, ma'am, on my motion?
Okay, I guess we have two things going on here.
Well, I don't know that we have to, this is going to be an executive session, so I don't think do we have to vote to make a meeting?
I just want to make sure that, I guess you guys would agree that you're having a meeting, so.
Yeah.
So let me just go ahead and get your motion taken care of.
Okay.
That's going to be Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
So we can take care of that, and I'm coming back to you right away, Jim. So we're, for the minutes or for whatever, we're all in agreement that we're going to meet here Tuesday at 10 o'clock for an executive session. I don't think any other information is needed, is there?
For the posting, there is, yes.
Okay.
I just need to know the purpose of the meeting.
It would be to discuss with our legal team on the standings of the clerical contract and where we're going from there.
Okay, so
it would be a G8. You would have to look that up.
So it's about the collective bargaining agreement, or it's about the clerical position?
Well, they're both one and the same, according to, as we're sitting here, we're under the understanding that it could be one and the same.
So if I posted it with both,
that'd be fine.
That way you're talking about employment and compensation, and you're talking about collective bargaining agreement. That way you cover both.
Yes, please.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know what you guys are asking. Okay.
Then back to you, Jim. I guess, do you have anything else, sir? So, is there anybody in the audience that would like to ask Jim any questions? We changed this also, so when Jim gets done here now, we cut him loose so he can go, and he doesn't have to sit in here for a couple of hours. So, if someone had a question, go ahead, Jerry.
Are we going to discuss later about the speed bumps?
We weren't, but this is a perfect time, and I was going to ask you if you wanted to ask him, so he can.
I've been in contact with Strausser Paving, and when I talked to them, would have been back in the fall, and because we had to put it into our 26 budget, they said spring. So that's what I was talking with Trustee Fleshman, letting him know that I've already reached back out to Strausser to see if I can find out when in their schedule they're going to be able to get that for this spring. But yeah, it's happening early in spring.
That is already in the works?
Yes.
I just heard from someone that it wasn't in the budget, but I asked what we asked Ron.
I put it in the 26 budget.
Okay, it is.
Yes,
so is this a Franklin Township endeavor, not Franklin County, right?
Franklin Township. We will go into contract with Strausser Paving and have Strausser come in and put it in.
The reason I ask is that curve up there where the church is there on El Paso. That's city, right. So that's where a lot of people lose control coming around that curve. So the closest we can get to that, you know, with those calming devices, islands, whatever you call them.
I took mapping down there to Strausser, and I sat down with them, and they kind of figured out exactly where they feel would be most efficient to put three.
I think there was three down through there.
So it's not going to go all the way down the street on El Paso, just up at...
I think all of
Well, three between the curve... I apologize, sir. Three after we can get in on us, so before Dusty,
okay,
and then another one midways, and another one before
the
you get to
end.
The stop sign.
Okay.
Because all you're going to do is tennis shoot a firewall, and then,
right,
you know, so if a calming devices keep people at a calm, consistent going through there is what we're trying to do.
Right.
Because if we just have the one and they go over it, then they're going to floor it right past your house all the way down.
Yes, absolutely.
And then if you have one down there just where...
Vera?
Chippewa? No.
No.
What's the...
Vera. Where the church is at down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah,
and if you have one there, in between, they're just going to floor it in
right
between. So breaking that up would only make common sense to make it a calming device of speed through there.
And I would still be kind of cautious until everybody realizes they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be plenty of signage for them. But somebody's still hitting them at a high rate of speed.
Okay.
So, I know we talked about there in El Paso. Did we talk about Hopkins at all between the stop signs anywhere? I mean, is that subject for another day? I mean, we can't add to what we've already done, but that would seem like another place that...
And Hopkins is actually...
That's a county, isn't it?
It's a county roadway that we maintain
right
for them. So
gotcha.
We would have to go through all of their
okay
to there. So yeah, but the closer we get to that, I'll be bringing more stuff up to the board and hopefully have a game plan. But it is in the budget.
Yeah, so that curve is the dangerous part, and I realize it's Columbus, so closer we can get to it.
It'll probably be just like John said, we'll probably have one just right inside our limit.
Right, okay.
You know, so.
Okay.
I feel like a long time coming, but it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen
awesome
this year.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see something finally come to fruition for a change. And so
yes,
not just people think we're just lip service, you know. So,
I have one more question, Jim. I think it's 3016 El Paso Drive. I know I mentioned this, John, I saw him. I don't know if you mentioned here or not. This one neighbor of mine, he's constantly complaining about this big tree in the yard.
The one that's dead that's laying in the yard that we went in and mowed all the way around.
Would that do a mowed around?
Yeah, we mowed all the way around it. But we told them they needed to take.
You told them to cut it out?
Yeah, they were told to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were told to cut it out. We mowed all the grass because we had a lot of complaints.
I was wondering, I think there might have been you.
Yeah, it was us.
So it's their responsibility to do that.
Yes, it is.
I think it might be their neighbor's tree that fell into their yard or something. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were specifically told that they need to cut it up.
So what if they don't get it done?
It's probably civil.
I got some paperwork they can sign to let us get out of the right of way, but then I'll do it underneath of a House Bill 50 and they'll get charged for it.
You have any choice.
Thank you.
And I apologize that we couldn't get this achieved late October and in November. We are this big to the paving jobs that everyone was behind on, and for them to pull off of even 70 going west, you know, in places that are beating the clock, no one was willing to want to take on a little job. But this will be a good day, and we get that in there.
Hey,
it's on there, and like I said, I built it into our budget. Yeah. So we're
awesome. All righty, thank you, Jim.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Be safe going home.
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question at this point in time. Has anybody heard from Bob, the fire chief?
I have not.
Nor have I, by chance,
yes,
anything?
Sir.
So I'm going to go to you, Byron.
All right.
If you don't mind, sir.
Not at all.
He's like, oh.
All right, good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Byron. Good evening, Byron.
Good
I know, but I wanted to talk to you. Sorry.
I get it. Two new cruisers. One of them is assigned to Officer Kidwell. One is assigned to Officer Myers. They're both in service.
Do they look identical to our other ones or any different?
No,
the
different.
Car itself is the same. The striping is
gotcha.
Just a little different.
Okay.
There's one at the corner.
Okay.
Of the lot as you kind of go around the middle.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
Since we're on the two new cars, I think I had a conversation with you Tuesday, maybe not yesterday. So I did do a ride along, and there was something about the Matt had a flat tire, and I asked a question about putting the spare on the ground, and I was told the tires weren't rated for the under. Did you? And I asked you about that. So do you have any information on that?
Yeah, for some reason the dealer did not give a pursuit rated tire on those two, so we will have to put. I think the rim is the same size, so we will just have to put one of our tires on there and create new spares.
So do they mount up under, or are they inside? Like, wouldn't be able to be on the backside of it.
Well, nearly. with those, yeah, it's actually up under. These have a storage box in the trunk area.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, what you would do is you would open up the lid, probably on your car too. And it would pull up, there's a flat piece that would pull up, and then you unlatch and you pull the tire out. A lot of them are like that. These would be kind of like a pickup truck where it's actually mounted up underneath, which
it just seemed
not a big fan of.
I mean, I think you could hear it in my voice. It sounded unbelievable that would happen.
We wouldn't have a pursuit rated.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Good for Matt catching it. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I'm like, you know, those are brand new cars. We should have a spare tire.
Right.
Let's just put the
spare
on the ground and let's go. But believe me, after that day, I'm glad we weren't riding around on something that wasn't safe.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard about it.
Yeah.
So that was it on that, sir. Thank you. Go ahead. I'll take C if you don't care.
Okay.
Brenda and John, fellow trustees, this is about the door locks, and with everything that was going on and getting the quotes back, I've had you guys get the proposals in paper form, and I would like you to look at them, and we can discuss it at the next meeting. And the reason being is it comes in at quite an expense, more than I had anticipated, and I think we're going to have to get with Mr. Kirby on these and everything, and so I didn't feel comfortable to send this information to you because we didn't get the last one back because of the holiday. I don't think we got it back till Tuesday evening or yesterday early. So if you got, so if you want to take those with you. I think we ended up with four quotes.
Yes.
And go through it, and we'll discuss it at the next meeting. Is that all right with you guys?
And is that just one building or all buildings?
That's seven. I believe it's seven locks.
Seven doors. One on the police building, one here, one for the firehouse over here at 193, one for Jim's new building, one for the old building, and two up at 192.
I wish Bob could have been here. Maybe you have a little bit of information, because he needed one that the state was on him about that has to do with keeping drugs, basically.
Yeah.
And so we were going to have to do that, irregardless.
Right, right.
We were going to have to do that. I'm not opposed to doing the project. It's just I was shocked at the price. Mm-hmm. I don't know modern technology. Maybe you both do, but I would like for us to all have an ample opportunity to look at the quotes and go from there. So that's why I'd like to push that one, if everybody's all right with it.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and take the next one too, if you don't care. You're involved in it because I asked you for the information. So on your agenda, you're going to see it says Route 62 between Randsburg and Jackson. And so everybody knows I speak on that grocery store that sits there and everything. And what they have there is they have a parking lot that is too small for the businesses that they have there. They're operating four businesses out of there, and my parents had a business there for 20 some years, and they removed all of the things that kept people from pulling out on Harrisburg Pike. So the way it sits today, you can have four cars pull out of there at one time onto Harrisburg Pike. People coming 45 to 50 miles an hour. So I asked Byron to pull me some stats. And so in the last 6 months, between Randsburg and Jackson's, there's been 12 wrecks in 6 months' time.
Correct.
And so I like to have my facts and everything. And so what I want to do is, I don't know if it's zoning, I don't know who it is, but there's someone who can come in and do a study. When my parents had that business, you had to have so many parking spots, and it had to be all lined out and everything. And then after that, you know, they chose to take a food trailer in there and take up four of their parking spots. And so when people pull in there to get their food, they're effectively locking in, like two cars are parked. Well, they come in to get their food, they park in behind. That makes somebody landlocked. They can't get out. They can't go left. They can't go right. They can't go forwards. They can't go back. And so something needs to be done about it.
Is that, if I may comment on that? So that is in Franklin County, correct?
It's in the township.
Yeah, it's Randsburg.
But it still would be under the Franklin County rule.
Oh, it will be zoning for Franklin County. I'm sorry.
So one of the things that we would be able to do, and Nicole would be able to do this, she's not here, is if every project has to have a land use, and it dictates of how many cars, where your parking spaces are going to be in, et cetera. We should be able to just be able to say to Franklin County, we need this enforced because this is what they have and this is what they're doing. So just by taking a look at their land use permit would tell a story of how many spots you're allowed to have, you're in and out, and et cetera. And then if they have altered that, which we know they have over the years, the owner would be notified that you need to put this back into compliance or you're going to go to environmental court.
And I just want to say, because I have many neighbors who use that store, and I'm glad the store's there. This is not me and the store or Boost Mobile or the cigarette shop or the food trailer. If people want to buy that food, good for them. I'm glad it's there. But it affects the efficiency of people being able to turn down Randsburg. Like when I turn in there, I have to be watching to turn in, I get that accomplished, and I have to be making sure no one's flying out of there that's going to come out and hit me on Randsburg. Same thing when I want to turn out of Randsburg and I want to go, I don't have to just watch right and left. I have to watch immediately to my right. And what happened that Saturday, that Monday, I reached out to Byron. What happened on that Saturday, two cars wanted to go left, one car wanted to go to the right. And I don't know how they missed one another. And I was sitting on Randsburg, And they all finally got an opening, and then they all went, and how they missed one another is a miracle.
I know when I was campaigning, I left your area on a scooter, and I tried to stay in that median because it's real wide, and the same thing. I noticed that's exactly what you're saying, because you don't feel confident until you get past that, because there's a spread there of, what, 100 feet? Anyone could come out at any place.
For the people that aren't familiar, Ransburg and then Jackson is just the next road. It's very short amount of, I can't even guess, you're probably better at it than me.
A few hundred feet.
A few hundred feet, and there's been 12 wrecks there in, you know, 6 months. And so I had asked Byron to do that, so I wanted to bring it to the board. So I'm going to work with Nicole and get that turned over.
Okay.
So are you okay? I have your support, I guess. I'm going to go ahead and go back to you on this next one, sir.
Okay. So, construction site in the 1400 block of North Hague Avenue. Ongoing reports of mud and sediment and whatnot in the roadway. So, we have talked to the superintendent. After that here, I think it was the day before yesterday, I was doing some research, and that I knew it was in the city of Columbus, but the city has a local ordinance where they can actually cite the company and not just the vehicles leaving. So I talked to someone I know from Weights and Measures who went up there and explained that to them. They told him that they had ordered a street sweeper to keep on site, and it was back ordered, so they were using the front loader. And they were told, it is your responsibility to keep this clean. Otherwise, the only thing we can do is write tickets to any trucks or whatever dumping mud on the road. So we have been doing that this week. There has not been any enforceable violations as of yet. A lot of the big, deep mud, I think they're kind of out of that to some degree. But it's something we had to keep on, because the only way to see the violation is to be there.
So two things. Do you have a name of the person that you spoke to?
Yeah, last name is Hensley. I can get the...
Okay, because I just like Jason, it to be on...
It was Jason Hensley. I'm sorry.
You have it. Great. And that's with another thing I was going to state, that I know for a fact that Trustee Fuller has spent hours on the phone this week working on this, you know, calling places. I mean, she went over and, you know, kept me abreast, because we're the two that's been going back and forth on an email with individuals in the township trying to, you know, take care of the problem. We're not ignoring it. We understand it could be serious. It could be a hazard. There could be wrecks. I mean, Hague is just as important as Ransburg is to me. They're all important. And so we're doing the best we can. So you also put in place traffic changed up your rotation, correct? Did you want to speak on that a little bit? And does Brenda and John know? Like Wendell, you had moved.
Yeah,
did you explain that to them, or is that not in place?
Individually, it is in place.
Okay.
So Wendell was the traffic car we used previously. So what I did is I put him on a 90-day transfer to bring him down to 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. to not only address that complaint.
So what time?
10 to 6.
And what time was he before?
3 to 11.
Okay.
But he wasn't a traffic car before.
Okay.
Now his primary is that enforcement, to handle that and any other issues.
But not just Hague Road, when you explained it to me, because you said due to the roundabout being out, we are having many
calls
with Hart Road and over, and also Harmon, correct? Because Matt took me over to Harmon, and we're running in and out of the township.
Yeah.
On Harmon too, and so
yeah, Harmon it's in the city, but it's a mud pit. But as far as the traffic issue, is pretty much Hart Road because of the roundabout. We put the decoy car down on Hart Road too to help with some of that. We'll have to rotate that around. We also, it's time to get out the traffic signs, so you know, the trailers. So those will be coming out this week.
So with John's question of Wendell's time, changing that up, so are we now going to have officers that are going to be out on patrol? I know we do occasionally and stuff like that, but is it going to be more consistent with you having to move Wendell?
For traffic, you mean?
No, I'm talking about for our shifts, for the first shift, second shift, and third shift, when you moved Wendell and took him, because this is not another car that's going to be out going on calls unless it's that all
unless
call.
Unless it's a priority.
Yeah, you know, okay, priority. He's doing traffic.
Correct.
So what I'd like to know is when we got the grant for the traffic, mm-hmm. we were able to get figures, you know, like we did this. I'm not asking for tickets. I'm not asking you to write any tickets because I don't think we should. Just asking you, can we get a report
yes.
that says we had encounter with people? I don't need to know the outcome of the encounter, yeah. but it would basically be we stopped or we spoke to or we you know, encourage people to do this or that or the other. So I, for one, as a trustee, I've done this with the fire department. I've implemented a paper with your department in the past. Mm-hmm. We've since ended that. So I would like a report. You decide when you want to give it to me. You want to give it to me weekly, yeah. every 2 weeks, or whatever. But we need for this to be fruitful in order to continue it.
Well, we have to track it to make sure it's a good use of our time.
Absolutely. So yeah. I'll just state here now, right here in this meeting, I'm not sure what I've asked you to do on Hague Avenue is that, but I'm trying to get a handle on that. And I'm a firm believer, as soon as we write the first ticket, when we have someone who does break it, I'm telling you the truck drivers are not going to want to haul for them.
Oh, I agree.
Because their CDL license and their ability to make money is going to come, you know, in jeopardy.
Yes.
And that's why I keep saying, you know, and that's why it was important. Like Matt and I spent time there that day too.
Yeah.
And what I observed is when Matt and I was sitting there up on top of that hill, mm-hmm. they were moving all that dirt right there. They had big backhoes in there. They even, when Matt and I left, we came back around. They had, I had told you, they had staged on the road and was unloading more heavy equipment. So I think what we, if we've done nothing else, because the mud has slowed down coming out of there,
yeah.
we have made them bring in some equipment and move some mud and everything where I don't think they cared before. I just don't think they did.
I think they know we're serious and they have to keep it clean.
So Mr. Chairman, I have a question on this, if I may.
Sure.
So looking at your budget for this year, it's looking very, very good. You're well above. Have we considered bringing in any part-timers as we had in the past, especially for the summer months?
Not yet. That's a conversation that Mr. Kirby and I are going to have when we restructure the budget for the second car.
Okay.
So we'll know here probably within the next couple, 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then I got, so I guess we're test. I got one more thing. So Robin was doing some overtime this weekend and she was doing bills. And so she handed me this stack of bills and said, could I put them in order? That's something that I could do. I'm not a clerical person, but I can look at this and fire, police, you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across the bill, and I spoke to John about it yesterday, and it has to do with those valve stems that go out that tells your computer in your car
mm-hmm.
what tires are low and different things like that. It seems like you guys have had a rash of those that's been going out.
Yes.
My question is, are you going to a dealer to have them worked on, or are you going to an individual shop?
No, we go to a certified shop. We don't take it to the dealer unless it's going to be warranty work.
Okay, because, and I think John can back me up on this, but I went to a dealer, someone that wasn't the dealer, I'm sorry, went to someone who was not the dealer
right.
when I had trouble, and they couldn't. They kept telling me that it was reading and all four were good, but when you turn the car on,
it wasn't.
You have one on there that's not good.
Yeah.
And this gets expensive. I mean, I don't know how much yours were. You may know.
They're about $100 a
day. Yeah. So it seemed, you know, like I said, you seem to have a rash of them. But when I took it to Toyota,
mm-hmm.
what happened was that other place, they was reading my spare. Up underneath my truck, it has the reader too.
Yeah.
And so the back tire was not reading, but when the other garage who had worked and put a valve stem in there,
it was actually reading the spare.
That's exactly right. So, and then I think you said you had an experience that you would like to share.
Yeah, so I usually do, I gotta remember which one because the names are like this, Discount Tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my tires rotated. When they brought the car back around, they said, hey, you're going to need new valve stems. I'm like, I didn't know what they were talking about. And they said, you couldn't reset because you have two bad ones, one good one. So now the light is on telling you that it won't work right. I'm like, okay. And I was kind of in a hurry. And they said, well, they're $30 a piece and free to install. I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, they were working when I came in here.
Now they're not.
Now they're not. So I went to the dealer to get an oil change. And they said, do you want us to rotate your tires? I said, no, I do that somewhere else. I said, however, they didn't set the whatever for that. And they go, oh, we'll check that out. So they had some kind of computer, and they went around the car, boop, 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 boop. And then when they were done, they're like, okay, it's set. And I'm like, there was no problem? There's not three of them bad or two bad or something? He's like, no, they're good. He goes, you just have to know how to set these.
Right.
So I don't know where you are going. You don't have to say. But a second opinion, whether they're bad or not, would definitely, you know, because most people are okay to replace them.
Right.
I was going to say that day, but I didn't have an extra hour and a half to wait. So I'm glad I didn't, because the next day I had an appointment at the dealer and they reset everything. They said, no, they're good. And now that makes me wonder about my spare. Were they picking up my spare? It's the person training on using the equipment.
Right.
So when I went back with another car, I said something to the gentleman. He goes, I don't know what to tell you. That's just what the equipment tells me. I'm like, okay, do you know how to use the equipment, or is that equipment making money, or do you tell everybody that?
Right.
So in all my vehicles, I've never had any of those ever go bad, ever. And that was my first experience. And then the very next day to find out, no, they're not bad. We just used whatever. So the question is it the tool that they use have to be specifically used from the dealer, or the aftermarket ones that these tire shops use may not access the computer correctly on these vehicles?
Right. I don't know.
Check into that.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying I was trying to share some information. I just happened to come across that, and I think you had a couple of cars, and you know, it's not me questioning you or anything. I was just basically a sharing of information.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, it's worth a conversation.
Yeah, because it was ironic when I saw it too, and then we had a conversation regarding to that, and I said, I almost paid out, well, not what you were going to pay, $30 a piece.
Wow.
But I think it was 30,
you don't have anything.
$60 a piece. I apologize. My math was wrong. So
you don't you have anything else for the chief?
I don't.
Brenda and I don't either. So does anybody in the audience have anything for the chief? And everybody who's new gets, guess what? He gets to stay with us the rest of the night. We don't get to send him home. So we're lucky. So, okay. Thank you, Byron, for everything.
Sir.
So we're going to move on to old business. Steps. Could you take number one, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Just to bring the board up to speed on, you know, we had a cybersecurity breach in January, and I've been working closely with our Evolution Group and with our bank to ensure everything gets transitioned, because the board approved to open a new bank account. And so that process is in place. I've been able to get all the accounts payables transitioned over to the new account. The accounts receivables, because we use a check scanner that connects straight into our bank account, of course that had to be changed as well. And of course then the staff payroll. So everything has been transitioned over, working to get all of the withholdings transitioned over. Unfortunately, you guys received an email last Friday relating to child support. Because their system is much different in how they require verification of a new bank account. So I'm not going to go into all the details because it was in the email, but child support payments were released from the township today, and so families would receive them on Monday. So unfortunately, they're about a week behind, which had no fault of our doing. We did everything we could in our due diligence. I followed the steps from the bank. I followed the steps from child support. Expedited it in the timeline in which they provided. So that was one of the kind of a little bit of a hiccup in the process. Let you know, I got Franklin County auditors taken care of, because that's important, because we have our property tax drops will be coming in March. If I didn't get that notification over to the county auditors, then the money wouldn't be dropping into the right account. So I made sure that got taken care of. And then also Franklin County Municipal Court. Byron, when you're, you know, folks go to court, they pay fines and fees. That money drops into our account. That's money coming into us. If I didn't get those folks notified, then again, we would be losing those funds, not necessarily forever, but a delay in getting those sent out. I'm trying to think. Reports for the cyber crime, reports were sent to the auditors of the state, and also UAN was notified, all done through the clerical office, just so that you know. And anything else I can provide?
So we have met all the obligations that we needed to self-report and things like that?
Yes.
It's all been taken care of?
Yes.
And then on the child support for the employees, when I got that email, I had a conversation with you. I think, is it three employees that were affected?
Yes.
And have we heard from anybody?
No. I mean, they were very, they didn't reach out internally. I mean, I don't know what may have happened in their personal life. That's why I notified them as quickly as I could, before they could be prepared to notify the recipients of those funds that, of course, it had nothing to do with them. That it was outside of our control.
So I'll just say this. My hopes and prayers are that it didn't affect anybody's family, and that was what I discussed with you. And so as the chairman, me as one trustee, I'm sorry that this happened to our employees, but it was at no fault of ours. And right. So we're now educated.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to happen periodically. This isn't our first go around with this. And so, you know, we're now going to be a little bit more educated and be more aware of what it is we're looking at. And that one just jumped up. And like you said, it bit us on Friday, and we had to take care of it the best we could.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If there, and Robin, if there is a, let's say this happens again a year from now, will the same steps have to be taken? Will the same thing happen? Because from what I read and looked at, there's nothing that we can do because they have to make sure that deposit's gone the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was to happen again, the same identical thing would come up again, correct?
Yeah, they sent in two deposits, one of 78 cents, one of 22 cents,
right.
Two different days. Then they turned around and withdrew $1, which equated to those two numbers, to make sure that it was a valid account. Because you're talking about these are folks' child support, this is their livelihood, they want to insure. And this is a new process that they put into place since even when our last account was hacked. Because I was like so discouraged when I saw that this was the process we had to take, because I knew it could, you know, it's going to impact the
right.
staff.
But to John's point,
mm-hmm.
we will now be able to be reactive,
mm-hmm.
proactive instead of reactive
right. so
to the situation.
Right.
If that happens, we can let the people who we know
right.
are receiving
right.
these payments that we have a problem, not them get paid on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
thinking that they're going to be receiving some money and they're
sure.
not. That's
right.
That was my whole point.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say?
Right. The timing, we've learned from that, and the timing can improve moving forward.
So 26, this would be me, number three.
What about the impacted vendors number 1A? I wasn't sure who was speaking on that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wasn't sure who was speaking on that, because that has to do with the fiscal officer and reaching out to those impacted
vendors.
Oh,
well, Brenda can give you a report, because
okay.
I was sitting here and her and Lindsay had a conversation on
oh, okay.
it, so
well, good.
I didn't know that's where, I thought that was, I'm sorry.
I was getting
was
ready to
here.
Ask you, had she informed you of,
no, ma'am.
Okay, she said she's almost done
okay.
with replying to all the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was very difficult to read them.
Sure.
But she said she's almost done, and she should have them done within probably by the end of the week. So.
Okay. Well, I know that was something that the board had put out there, so
mm-hmm.
make sure.
So number two on the agenda is a reminder to all the employees that the Board of Trustees has made the online cybersecurity training mandatory. But to just make sure that everybody had time to get the information, it'll definitely be in effect on March the 26th.
March of 26th.
Of 26th, I'm sorry. So I just wanted to make sure we didn't do February because, you know, we're meeting here towards the end of the month and everything. So we would, our hope and what we would like to see happen is everybody to be on board March of 26, okay. And then John had questioned about the annual inventory, and Nicole had been working on it, and I'm happy to report to anybody that wants to know, the annual inventory is in Nicole's office. Anybody's allowed to stop in and ask to look at it. It's up and prepared. It's truly about, we'll say 30 days behind. We did the best we could with the help we had, and me coming on as chairman, I feel like she said no one come in and ask for it, but I own it that it wasn't done when it was supposed to be done, but it's there now. So update on ARP funds is for you. Update on the ARP funds would be me. I know what it is. Mr. Kirby has had a death in the family, and I wasn't able to have a meeting with him, but he's expected to be here this week, and so I'm going to push that again to the next meeting. I know I said that the last time, but life happens, and if you can't get with somebody, you're not able to get with them, and so that's where that lies. Nicole, can you hear me, ma'am? Can you come out and address 5? And so this is the zoning and the update, and this was something that we would like to continue on, and we would like for Nicole to get involved. Some of the things that's happening in our neighborhoods and stuff, we're not necessarily happy with. We would like to become more reactive in our neighborhoods and things like that. And so this is going to go beyond our hopes, is that this will go beyond us sitting and reading some letters and sending out and having some cars pulled out occasionally and things like that. We hope to be able to work with zoning and Nicole be able to go out and do some things like that. So I see you have some things on here. Would you like to speak on them?
Our zoning enforcement officer, Kim, she sent me an email a couple days ago with an update. There was a report for 859 Geneva Avenue, which is like the dead end of Geneva, that there was some sort of like logging, tree cutting business going on there. So she sent me an email letting me know that 859 and 869 Geneva were getting violation letters. She said they were pretty bad, and there was visible signs of some sort of business operation. So she's sending them violation letters. From there, they basically will have a certain amount of time to comply or to stop the operation. And if they don't, then it will be recommended for the prosecutor to pursue further violations in court, but at that point it's up to the prosecutor whether they want to continue that work or not. And that's how it goes with any type of report. Like John was making the comment earlier regarding reporting the store down there at Ransburg to zoning. Fortunately, a lot of parcels in the township have like non-conforming approvals, which means that if it was in operation at a certain point, then they have to continue letting it operate in a certain way. And then it comes to prosecutor to decide to pick it up and move forward in court. And a lot of the time, prosecutors play it so full, they don't. Which is kind of the standstill that we're at right now with 906 Harrisburg Pike, the car lot way down Harrisburg on the right. The 614 car business. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the issue that we're at, is finding a suitable violation to move forward with that the prosecutor will want to take to court. I feel like there's a lot of them down there, but the Department of Planning and Zoning doesn't seem to agree.
Well, I feel like we could pull Byron's report where there's been 12 accidents in a 6-month period. You know, I think maybe our police department and even that's probably Harrisburg Pike, even being the county, would probably want to be involved in something like that with that many accidents in a short span of time on that and everything. That might push or move the needle when it comes to the prosecutors or somebody wanting to do something about a problem.
If Byron sends me that, I'm more than happy to share that with Kim and ask her.
I actually have a copy of it right here, and I can get it taken care of. So I'll take care of that.
Okay.
So, anything else, ma'am?
That's it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
On Climb Road, you turned that one in that you and I looked up. Okay.
I did. She said, I turned both of them, because remember, Mike and I thought it was a different address.
Right, right.
She said that she will take a look at it, get it. Oh, and then the other one that's on, sorry. She said she'll look at it. So as soon as I have an update from that, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I forgot the other one on the agenda, Savannah Avenue, Savannah Drive.
Oh, yeah, I turned it over.
That was reported to me by a resident, a nearby resident who's being affected by the issues, and they are also getting violation letters. There's some sort of clear indication that they're doing something in their backyard. They have vehicles parked in on an unapproved surface, like commercial type vehicles or equipment. They're building something. Whichever way it is, Kim said that they're getting violation letters as well.
Anything else?
That's all.
Brenda, did you have anything for Nicole?
No.
Thank you.
No.
So I'm going to move to new business. And this is a discussion, John, on Mr. Mazur's emails.
Okay.
We had a meeting last night, and we were discussing who's getting Mr. Mazur's emails and things like that. And you thought Robin was getting them. And she's not. We're not. Are we even sure, ma'am, who is getting them at this point?
I mean, the last that I was aware, based on the board's decision, was to be Trustee Fleshman. But
right.
Again, I'm not sure if there's been a glitch in the technology. I mean, I can get with Revolution Group and ask if you're claiming that they're not coming through any longer. Like, with all of the upgrades with the cybersecurity and different things that the Rev Group's been working on, you know, maybe they put some things like. Maybe they could have put it on hold, you know, while they were doing the security, because he's not an employee, so he's not really at risk. So they could have paused it. I'm just saying, I can research it to try to figure out. But if you guys make a decision in the meantime, because there is a high volume of emails that come through,
yes.
That might be something you guys need to discuss no more in depth. Now that you've been a part of it, you realize how much is going into it, that it maybe spread the wealth a little bit. I don't know. I mean, it's a board decision. But
so
I can look into it to find out, like, what could have happened.
Go ahead.
I think it has to do with
the
cybersecurity.
So in one of the meetings, I thought we said, I didn't know if it was you or Nicole I could get those. And I said, okay, that's great. It was informal.
Right,
and
no decision was made on, like, for us to take on.
Right,
that.
Right, right. But I thought something, I can't remember exactly, mm-hmm. but we were in here. So the emails all of a sudden, I started not getting any. Now, today, I started getting them.
Mm-hmm.
So I am getting them now.
Okay.
And just like before, when I would send certain things to you, going, Robin, is this something that you can do, when I would get them. But I was getting about 30 emails a day,
mm-hmm.
for him. A lot of them, you know, we're selling staples, and we are in Cincinnati, and can we have a talk with you about handling your staple needs? You know, a lot of that type of stuff I
sure.
can filter through.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that were, like, for instance, there was an invoice that I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
but there was some that I sent you as
mm-hmm.
soon as I see them. Because,
sure.
you know, I open every email
mm-hmm.
a couple times a day.
Would you like to make a motion, John? And we could see if we can, and again, I hate doing this, putting more on the clerical staff, but we can see if Nicole is able to, and her and Robin take these emails on for Mr. Mazur.
I am fine with that. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board met at its regular meeting on February 19, 2026, in discussion of Steve Mazur's, that is no longer with us, his email account, and therefore the emails that come to him were coming to Trustee Fleshman, and now will be going to the clerical department, said either Robin Watkins or Nicole. If there's no further questions in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it, but I have discussion.
Okay.
So Robin and Nicole, what my desire would be is that we're going to be getting help in the clerical department one way or another, sooner than later, is the goal. Can you guys take this on? It would be, my hopes are, John said 30, I thought it was a higher number than that. My hopes would be that when they come in, you can push them to the appropriate people via us or whomever, if you guys don't, I'm not going to say don't mind, but can take this on.
Mm-hmm.
So many times you guys have stepped up to the plate, and I know, believe me, I know that you're at your limits. But we cannot, like was said, there was an invoice miss and stuff. We can't have stuff like that happen. So sure. That's really my only discussion. Did you have anything, ma'am?
How did we get that invoice? And did they
reached out to me.
Okay, because I'd say I never, like I said, today was the first time I started getting some emails. Sure. They totally stopped for a while.
Right. I think it had something to do with when Revolution Group was implementing that new cybersecurity stuff they were working on. That's where I'm thinking because it's temporary. Like, it started back up. I think they were working on the software in the background and then launched it again. Yeah. You know, so I don't think that it was anything that was done intentionally or anything.
Sure.
I just think that the gap of time ended up causing an invoice to slide through there. You know,
sure.
I guess you ask if we could take this on. I guess the question would be, when we receive, say, an email that's broad, you know, would this be something Nicole and I would send, like, to all three of you? Would it send to the chairman? How would it, if it's something that we feel is something needs to be addressed by the board, outside.
I think all three would be sufficient.
Is that okay to do? Because I just
want
to make sure I have clarity. Like, if it's an invoice, we know to take care of it and pay it. But if it's Morpsey reaching out and wanting to have a meeting with the board, then I think it's important that the board knows about that meeting, you know, or the request for a meeting.
I, for one, trust your judgment and Nicole's judgment on where it should go. If there's a question, send it to all three. If it's something that's questionable, send it to me, and I can, you know, pass it on to the others, if that works for you guys.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
So we have, I think we need a roll call, ma'am.
Yes. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty.
We did have a second on that, right, sir?
I seconded it, sir,
yes.
And then I went into conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe number two under new business, we have a resolution to be read, ma'am. And this has to do with the adoption of the cell phone use policy for the handbook.
Yes. This policy was prepared by our legal counsel, and it was sent to the board for review. And then the legal counsel prepared the resolution. So with all that being said, I'm guessing the board's ready for the resolution.
Please.
To come across the table. Okay. So it's resolution 2026-034, a resolution adopting a cell phone use policy. Whereas the Board of Trustees has determined that adopting a cell phone use policy is in the best interest of the township to ensure that cell phones by the use of the township employees support safe work practices, promotes productivity, protects township resources, and complies with all applicable laws and regulations. Whereas township staff have developed and proposed an updated cell phone use policy intended to replace Section 7.03 of the Employee Handbook, a copy of which is attached to this resolution as an exhibit, the Township Employee Cell Phone Use Policy. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the attached Township Employee Cell Phone Use Policy is hereby adopted as the official policy for Franklin Township and shall take effect immediately. The former cell phone policy under Section 7.03 of the Employee Handbook is hereby rescinded and replaced in its entirety with the attached Township Employee Cell Phone Use Policy attached herein as Exhibit A. The Board of Trustees shall distribute the adopted policy to all township departments, employees, and relevant contractors to ensure compliance with the policy. All former actions of the Board of Trustees concerning or related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the Board of Trustees, but all deliberations of the Board of Trustees and any of its committees that resulted in such former action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
So I'm going to move on to fiscal department. I'm going to have you speak on number three, but before I do that, Rob and I want to say something. Ms. Justice was here earlier for the meeting with the auditors, and when that meeting ended, she did not speak to me as the chairman as far as she wouldn't be here at this meeting. I assume she doesn't have to. She only tells us she only has to come four times a year. Did she have a conversation with you? I only overheard the other conversation, so did you know she wasn't going to be here for
No, I didn't know she
John,
was leaving.
Did you happen to have
no?
So my question is, and we're pretty sure she watches these, on you two is there's been a constant complaint and carrying on about she has to have an office and she has to have a locked office and everything, and we have done our best as a board, and we have an office for her, and it's she wants it locked, and she wants to have a lock on it and everything. And the problem's becoming is we're leaving purchase orders and things like that to move this township forward, and we need them to come back quicker. We are having people that are waiting on their money for a long time. I heard you ask her the question on the particular one
right
before she left today. That's ridiculous. Business has to wait long that long to receive their money. So at some point, and it seems like it shouldn't be me, would someone like to reach out to Miss Justice and find out if she's going to do that, take that office, and that's going to work? We're about to incur some expense, and I don't want to incur the expense. We have to have a phone put in out there. Jim took his phone with him, and I'm trying to get this ready so she has what she says she needs to conduct business. She needs to start doing her job. So, do you have anything, sir?
Well, one of the very first question I'd ask our legal counsel is, if we had a motion that the actual resolutions and the things that need signed that stay here, she can always sit right here for however long and read through them and sign them. I don't understand why they have to leave and then come back and appear. Why can't they be picked up, sat down, just like
everything we signed today?
Yeah, I was gonna say, where's it at?
It's gone. She took it.
So
this is where we're at.
Wait.
So what's the difference?
She was not to take.
So what's the difference if I would have picked those up and took them home? You know what I mean? It's this is where we do our work, and then all the wheels stop while we're waiting, because had she was right here, I looked through everything and I agreed with it and I signed everything. Had she signed it, you would what? Had it done for tomorrow, right?
Right.
So now we don't know when the next time it may come in. It would make it a lot easier. I'd hate to try to say, you know, hey, we need to make a resolution that says that these things need to stay here, to be signed here. I don't understand, because I signed them too. So I'm dumbfounded when I sit here and think about why in the world would I drive here for me, drive here, pick them up to go back home to my office, then sit down, look at them, and then sign them, and then drive back here to drop them off. To me, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to take some time, I'm going to go through them. And here's the beauty. If I have a question, you're here, Nicole's here, and many times I've asked you questions on some of these, and then I'm like, okay, and I sign everything. And when I'm done signing them, I leave them here. And then once Mr. Blevins has signed them, Ms. Fuller signed them, then they go in the box for the fiscal department to sign. For them to be picked up and taken out of here, I don't know why we are leaving the premises with these. Or can we say legally that they should not leave the premises, that they need to be signed here?
I don't feel like they should leave the premises at all, to be honest. But there's no need for them to leave.
So I'll tell you what I think you're going to find out when you talk to legal. You're going to find out that we can't tell her to do anything. But
I understand. but that's where I just don't know. I don't want to get to that point. But I just don't understand. For the we had what, four when we, I think I had four here. Was there four or three?
She had a total of nine that she needed to sign. There was five in the box that you guys had already signed. And
okay.
There was four
I
here.
Thought she was going to sit right here and sign them.
When I sent her the email, I asked her if she was planning to attend the auditor's meeting, could she sign the documents and leave them? I mean, I ask. You know, I obviously can't.
We all got the email.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to be more continent about seeing and saying, hey, can you sign? I mean, I knew you guys were talking. I didn't think anything, and I know you and I were talking. I didn't know she wasn't going to be here for the meeting, and I washed my hands and come back out. And
sure.
So do you mind reaching out to her on my question of the office, ma'am, please?
I do not mind reaching out.
Okay, so we're good on that. So I would like to move on. And Robin, I'm going to need you to do number three under the fiscal department in order to explain this, because it's just another problem. So, ma'am, if you don't mind.
I think you guys received an email from Eric at Revolution Group, I think the end of last week.
Couple of them.
Yeah, because I have these like monthly meetings, and he just goes over different things, because he's our account manager, so he's watching different things within our account. They recommend, you know, when equipment's starting to get outdated or software needs to be updated, and he gave me a list of two or three devices that needed to address the Windows 10 into Windows 11, and three of the four are very easy fixes. They're pretty, you know. But the one that is maybe more challenging is that the fiscal officer's township provided computer that's at her home is operating off of Windows 10. Windows software stopped patchwork and any kind of cybersecurity upgrades in October of 25. And so that means that Revolution Group can only do what they can do to cybersecure, protect us from their end. They reached out to Ms. Justice asking her to please bring her computer to their office. They said it would take no more than a business day to upgrade. If she dropped it off at 8 o'clock in the morning, she could pick it up at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, or even maybe at the end of the business day, so that they can, because that computer is putting us in jeopardy of a continual hacker. She's already been hacked in the month of January with the same computer that we're concerned about. So this is vulnerable to our system. Everyone's in compliance. We've got the two-factor verification we're doing, all of our computers. Byron's working on the one that we were talking about with WatchGuard. So he's already in motion. The other two computers are being decommissioned by the fire department. They said, we don't use them anymore. We'll just decommission them. We will take them out of the network. So all of our other issues that Eric brought up have been resolved, except for this one. And I got a notification, and I believe you guys did, that as of yesterday, he still has not heard from Ms. Justice on her plans of what to do with that computer. So I just want to make sure that the board is aware that we do have a concern there from a cybersecurity standpoint in our IT company, and they're asking, if this doesn't get resolved, that a form has to be signed by the board or Lindsay or someone that states that Revolution Group can only do what they can to protect that computer for cyber hacks, that they would not be held liable beyond what their control is to help, because we're not doing our part to secure it and upgrading to Windows 11. It doesn't mean her computer has to be replaced, it's just the software within the computer has to be updated.
I have a question.
I'll try to answer.
So when was the last time Lindsay even logged in to the township computer? Do we know that?
I don't know that. I'm sure it's something that Revolution Group can probably find out for us. I didn't ask that question when I was on the phone with Eric. I was just making sure I understood the four machines that we needed to address.
Does she need that UAN computer to check the POs?
Not necessarily. It depends on how much knowledge she has in relating to the account codes. Because in checking, for example, if you're checking a purchase order, we're just going to, because Byron, you're here. I'll pick on you a little bit.
I'm good.
You know, he's buying tires. You know, it says tires on there, and then his account code, 2192, the description says tires. So the purchase order's for tires. He has a quote for tires. Looks good. If they're looking at it and you get to the account code and it says 2191, well, that's the fire department tires. So you need the knowledge than necessarily the computer. If she was executing the purchase order, like generating it, then that's when you would utilize UAN to its most effective manner.
So would that be why she's not bringing it in to get fixed? Because she really has no need for it, so she hasn't been logging into it?
Well, I know that she has to be logging into it for it to be hacked with emails. So she can still get emails from that same device. So,
Mr. Fleshman had a question. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we have a security issue here. To the board, I would highly recommend that we would ASAP contact Revolution Group and disband that computer from our network until that computer is to Windows 11 so that there is not a security breach. Because right now, all the work that you and Nicole did and change over the accounts and stuff, there's no tomorrow you could do it again because it's still online.
Right.
We need to take that offline until it gets Windows 11 on it.
You want to craft a motion, sir?
Sure. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that we've met today on February 19, 2026 at our 6 o'clock meeting in regards to the security cyber of said computer for Ms. Justice. Ms. Justice will be removed from the computer itself, not Ms. Justice. The computer that Ms. Justice is currently using will be removed from the network until said time of receiving the okay from our resolution group has completed their security upgrades, including Windows 11. If there's no further questions on the matter, I would ask for a second, and I would deem this as an emergency and taken care of right away.
I'll second it. No questions. Brenda? Any questions?
I'm right there with you.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
So, I really feel kind of bad that we didn't do this sooner. I did see the emails, and I kind of thought about that, and then I thought there was another one. He even said, look, we're willing to do X if you just get with us. Mm-hmm. Well, when I see those and I'm copied on those and I'm reading those, after today, I assume that it got done. So had I not known after what we went through once with the computer that's been hacked, with Windows 10 that stopped upgrades in October, it's obvious that that computer is just a matter of, who knows? They may already have a portal being able to go in right mm-hmm. now. So we need to stop that immediately.
I have a question for you that you made a statement during this whole thing about Bob's decommissioning two computers mm-hmm. and Byron's something like that too. Mm-hmm. So we have to let Revolution Group so we're not paying a fee
sure.
for the protection. Are those the are those not things that we are paying that extra $15 a month? Or the,
right. Right.
So you'll mm-hmm. take care of that. I'm sure you were doing your job, but I just heard you say that, mm-hmm. and I want to for all of us to do our due diligence.
Now I have
and
an
so
appointment
I just wrote down that we should make sure that we're no longer paying that fee on
absolutely.
Whatever computers we're decommissioning.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on this matter, ma'am?
Nope.
So, Robin, it comes down to you on the agenda under. Administrative clerical, I'm going to let you do, or I would ask you for you to do A, B, and C if you don't mind, please.
Okay. All right, so we'll do the motion to approve payroll. This be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve the employee payroll for the period of January 25th, 2026 through February 7th, 2026, the amount of $151,109.92. Direct deposit occurred on February the 13th, 2026. Electronic vouchers 290-2026 through 349-2026, and there's an exhibit.
I accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I will second, sir.
Any conversation?
No.
Questions, concerns? Can I have a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you. Like me to proceed on?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. This is a motion to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from February 4th, 2026 through February 19th, 2026, the amount of $180,564.01. From electronic payment ACH vouchers 287-2026 through 371-2026, there's an exhibit as well.
I accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Comments or concerns? Can I have a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Okay.
And can you take care of the next resolution, please? When you get caught up, take your time. I'm not trying to rush you.
Do you need any background on this, or shall I read and then we'll talk about it in discussion?
I'm fully aware of it. I don't know who. Whichever way you want to go, Robin, doesn't really matter to me if you think it. Let's read it, and then we'll have a chance for discussion.
Okay. So. And just for the record, this entire resolution was written by our legal counsel. They've been advising me through this entire process, just so that everyone's aware. This is Resolution 2026-035, a resolution approving the withdrawal of funds from Township Bank Account ending in 2655. Whereas Franklin Township has been ordered by Franklin County Municipal Court to garnish the wages of Lindsay Justice to satisfy the judgment amount in case number 256VI-2305. And whereas the township has followed all the provisions of the court's order and now must remit a single payment of $595.61 taken from the wages of Lindy Justice to the court to satisfy the judgment amount in full. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board authorizes Robin Watkins on behalf of the township to garnish the wages of Lindsay Justice in the amount of $595.61 to be deducted from her paycheck as the fiscal officer for Franklin Township. The board authorizes Robin Watkins on behalf of the township to withdraw the $595.61 from the township bank account ending in 2655 at PNC Bank and remit the payment to the court. The board authorizes Robin Watkins on behalf of the township to take all action necessary and desirable to comply to the court's order. All former actions of this Board of Trustees concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the Board of Trustees, and that all deliberations of the Board of Trustees and its committees that result in such former action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as stated. Can I get a second?
I'll second that, sir.
Discussion?
No.
John?
No.
Can I have a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
I think anything else from you tonight, ma'am, that I've missed or anything?
No, I just want to make sure that the board was fully aware.
So we've reached the point in the agenda where if anybody has any questions for us, we'll give you a couple of minutes to ask anything that transpired in this meeting that may not have been clear or anything like that. We're happy to answer questions. Anybody?
I'm just wondering, do I need to skate?
Do you mind stating your name?
I'm Patty Riley, and I live at 1681 Eastfield Drive North.
Okay, thank you, Patty.
And I'm just wondering how it is she's keeping her job if she's not doing it, and is there a process to remove her?
You want to do it, sir?
Yes, Patty, in the past what we have done is we filed an affidavit. At the time, a resident filed it, the board had signed it. It came back basically from the state saying, you guys need to get along. We've done everything that we could as we have an office out there. We did not pay her from X time to up to here. And now she is being paid. What you just heard tonight was evidently there was a court order garnish, so we have to now send a portion of her pay based upon what the court order is for that. As residents, you can get enough signatures and do what is called a recall. You also can do another affidavit and see, you know, what the state will look to say, is there a reason to remove her? I don't know. I don't know what it takes other than those two things. The one surefire way is checking with the Board of Elections to say, how many signatures would I need to have her recall on the ballot for coming up in May?
John, I have that answer. It's okay. 421. But when you're going out and getting signatures, it's not that simple, because it's just the same as when
you're running for office.
When you're running for office, those signatures have to be verified with the Board of Elections.
Sure.
So you would have to then get, like, probably, I'm going to guess, closer to 600 signatures to ensure that you have all good signatures.
Here's another method. If you pull from the Board of Elections a map, or basically all of the addresses of registered voters, and you turned in 500 versus 400, also a person can go to the Board of Elections, type in the person's name, and go, yep, next one, yep, next one, yep. And then you know that you have the amount that you need. Or as Ms. Fuller was saying, if you get 600, most likely you've got enough. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We were on the same page. So, yeah.
Anybody else? Okay. We're down to trustee comments. Brenda, did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead, Jan.
To me, it just seems like we have to go through all of that to get rid of her for not doing her job. And I mean, I guess we need to be very thankful that Robin's here, because how do we know that she is not pilfering money?
Well,
we're sure of it.
Yeah. I mean, with having Kirby here, with having Robin here, the audit, there was no missing money. So, it's usually if there's even $2 that someone stole, $100, you lose your job and you go to jail. At this point, this Franklin Township, I'm happy to say their tax dollars are secure and they have not been stolen or abused.
It's even more than that. The answer to the question is she doesn't have access to funds. Ma'am, can you speak to it or not?
Correct. I mean, everything's being handled. I mean, with the new bank account, she has no access to those funds as it stands right now.
That's why I said
there were safeguards put in place.
We're just not really able to talk on it any further than that. But I mean, we have the same concerns that as a board that you have as a resident, Jan. So I hear you and I appreciate the question, but know that it's being addressed.
And I need to stay.
And it's good to see you, by the way.
Thank you. Just to make sure I clarify this, and I want to make sure because it's on tape. At no point has Ms. Justice ever been accused or thought of stealing, and this board is not saying that we are keeping money from her to keep her because she could possibly steal money or etc. That's furthest from the case. So I do not want to make this look as if what was said that when we safeguard money that we're trying to keep her hand out of the cookie jar, so to speak. That's not the case. We're just talking in general. When we take taxpayers' dollars, we take it seriously, and there's accountability for it. So it has nothing to do with Ms. Justice. Just clarifying, sir.
No, I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. I'm glad that you cleaned that up a little bit for me, because I wasn't trying to accuse her of anything.
I understand.
Do you have anything tonight, ma'am?
No, I do want to say something. Our girls in clerical, they need help bad. The residents have no idea what they've been dealing with since the beginning of the year. It has literally been crazy for them. And I just want to say thank you for all of your hard work. And Nicole had already left, but thank you, Nicole. You guys went above and beyond working all the overtime that you did to get this cybersecurity thing cleared up. And I really appreciate you. I just want you to know that.
You're welcome.
Mr. Fleshman?
I really don't have too much to say. I am looking forward, and it's good to see you guys, Jerry. That we get that speeding problem taken care of, because we've tried everything there is to try. And I will say, by coming to the meetings, by contacting your trustees, we would have never found out that we were always told you cannot have speed bumps. You cannot have speed bumps. Well, all of a sudden, you can have a calming device, but you can't have a speed bump. Had you guys have not, even Dusty, with him coming in here, had we not, been back and forth, and the county finally said, well, you're going to have a calming device. Well, to me, it's the same thing. And so that's going to change a lot of places in the township, not just El Paso Drive. So that was great that these meetings and having the public come to them, share their issues, and work with us on these issues, that made a huge difference. So that's all I have, sir.
Okay, so I have a quick one. I'm going to keep it quick, but I want to thank the residents of Franklin Township for allowing the trustees and the clerical staff and two members of the road department to attend the OTA conference last week. It does come with an expense, but I wanted to report that we were well represented there every day. I did not have anything that I needed to take classes on Wednesday, but I was there all day Thursday and Friday, and I'm pretty sure that John made it every day, and I know Brenda made it Wednesday and Thursday, and she had a dental emergency on Friday, and we sit in on a lot of different classes, individuals, and we also sit in on an important class together, one class, I believe it's what it was, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's this thing going around about income taxes coming to, property taxes coming to an end and stuff like that, and it's a scary situation for this township. We all three attended the trade show. Brenda and I was able to walk through with Jim and one of his men and everything. I saw John and Allie, and I wanted to thank her for grabbing the ladies the calendar. She carried these big, huge, big calendars around, and they really appreciated it, and we wanted to tell you in the meeting that we appreciated that and everything. But I just wanted you to know that we were well represented. I believe we all gained knowledge, and I wanted to thank the residents for that. And with that being said, I don't have anything else, and I'll move on to finish up the meeting. So I need to have a motion to approve the audio and video and meeting summary as the official records and minutes of today's meeting. And can I get a second?
I'll second that, sir.
Roll call.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleischman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And then the reminder that the next meeting will be held on Thursday, March the 5th, 2026 at 6 p.m. And we are going to go into adjournment at 7:33.